This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the event that only happens every 4 years. And I'm not talking about the presidential election of 2016. That only happens once, but every 4 years. It is leap year today. It is leap day year. And I think we might break down some of the history of that coming up today because it is so interesting to see how based on the sun our entire planet, our life, and our culture is. But this is the one day that comes around every 4 years. It is leap year. And it is that day when they balance out the orbit of the Earth. Every year, the planet orbits the sun in 365 days and one quarter day. And so every 4 years, they combine those quarters together to have the leap day from the leap year. And here we are. And it goes back to the Gregorian calendar and the Romans and right through when they changed the calendar again. George Washington was born on my birthday, February 11th. But then when they changed the calendar again and added leap year, it moved up the day he was born 4 days. So, again, it's all interesting little factoids. I kind of wish that George Washington's birthday was still on mine. But don't worry, Burt Reynolds has the same birthday, so everything's okay. And Smokey and the Bandit. Let's get serious. We have got so much to get to today. Very powerful report by Leanne McAdoo on what's happened with Apple. We've also have Diamonds and Silk joining us, who are big supporters of Donald Trump. We have a in-studio guest, a lady from Columbia, Miriam Witcher, who is a big supporter, and Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting coming up in the fourth hour today. Wow, we have got a lot of radical Islamic news where the hordes are running around raping, burning, killing, chopping children's heads off. And the left is basically saying, how quaint, how cute. Boy, they hate Western civilization and people's rights and liberties just as much as we do. Maybe more. Misery loves company. Please cuckold me, chop my head off. I mean, these are sicko freaks. We're going to be getting into that. The Oscars and Leonardo DiCaprio. Who, man, he did such a great job as Howard Hughes. He did such a great job in The Revenant. He does such a great job in so many movies. What's that one where he's a con artist with the airlines? I mean, he just, catch me if you can. I really like Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's why, it's why I know he's a snot-nosed fake at many levels, and I've been told this by a lot of people that know him. The same thing with Matt Damon, all of them. They all know it's a sick joke. They all know all this liberal stuff is pure bull, Ben Affleck as well, and they just go along with all the baloney to stay in the power structure. And it would have been nice to hear him get up there and not say global warming, climate change, you know, pay your carbon taxes when he flies around on wide-body jets all day. It would have been nice to hear him say the real environmental crisis is cross-species genetic engineering. And in the United States, MIT reports thousands of farms are growing human-animal hybrids. I know this sounds crazy, but look into it. We're losing our humanity. The press would have looked into it. Be the top story in America today. We could do something about the dehumanization. But no, there's the one fake environmental issue that we're supposed to all care about. And then obsess on that all day and not the thousands of real crisis-level issues. Crisis-level issues like humanoids gestating in the bellies of cows, pigs, sheep, in the uterus, in utero. That's just one egregious thing. I mean, imagine if he was bold. Imagine if he was outside the box. What a shame. And Buckley hung out with him just last year. I need to call Buckley in here and just slap him around a little bit. I'm joking. I said, he goes, oh, we were just hanging out. I want to talk politics. You know what? We got to talk politics. And Leonardo DiCaprio, you know what, Leonardo DiCaprio? I'm thinking of some stunt to shame you into doing the right thing.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
You got it. Got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are less than 24 hours out from the most important primary contest for the Republicans or the Democrats. That's Super Tuesday. Many of the states, in fact, all the states, are not winner-take-all. Donald Trump is set to get about double the delegates of the two competitors, Marco Rubio and, of course, Ted Cruz. And quite frankly, I'd take either one of those over a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders. And I don't like seeing the infighting, but it's got to happen. It's the electoral process. One of the most honorable U.S. senators, not just living, but that I've known of, is Senator Sessions, who has tried to block the TPP, tried to block carbon taxes, been censored or attempted to be censored by the Senate when they try to keep immigration open border bills secret, which is really North American Union by self-integration, according to the TPP's own admissions and the NAU's own admissions. That's North American Union, by the way. And to have his endorsement for Donald Trump yesterday in Alabama to a crowd of 35,000 inside the gates, another 10,000 that couldn't get in. That's 45,000 estimated by the Alabama State Police and the Associated Press. the fact that he's come out and endorsed, and in his speech, talked about making America great again, and in other speeches, saying it's time to crush the oligarchs and the offshore interests, this is seismic. And in a moment, I'm going to break down the secret to defeating the globalists, the absolute Excalibur, the black arrow that can fell the great dragon Smog. Let's play the clip.
Wow, what a crowd this is. I told Donald Trump this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. Look at what's happening. The American people are not happy with their government. So some say, you know, you just need to let the people calm down a little bit and they'll forget it and let it all go. Should we forget it? No, we should not. There is an opportunity this year, Tuesday, and we have the opportunity. We have an opportunity Tuesday.
And then he goes on to say to make America great again and to crush the oligarchs and puts the red make America great again red hat on. We'll play the full clip later in the broadcast. But to have a senator talking about crushing the oligarchs that have stolen our country and make America great again really scares the power structure. And here's the big secret, and I've talked about it a lot, but we need to hammer it. America and Europe and Latin America, Asia, you name it, have all been conquered by multinational, above the law, tax exempt, Fortune 100 companies that are establishing planetary world government, where they themselves are exempt from taxes and regulations. He went on, I'm reading the transcript, to say we will take back control from, quote, the masters of the universe, the oligarchs. This is the real essence of defeating these people. We really have been taken over by infiltration. We really are seeing the European Union, the North American Union, and now the Asian Pacific Union merging together. Outside of law, with traitors in our own governments transferring power out of the United States, out of Europe, out of countries like Germany and Brazil and Canada, it's all being put into a world corporate government. And to have Sessions talking about oligarchs and Trump talking about masters of the universe and how we're taking back control from the technocrats, it's game over. Because when you point out the politicians are bought and paid for, you actually point out who the real special interests are. And how they made deals to transfer our entire industry, the biggest industrial industry in the world, and sold it off to communist China. And then they made deals to control the profits off of it after they sold it to China. And using those poor Chinese as literal slaves. Not improving their lives. Forcing 500 million rural people off the land into compact cities to chain their children up on light poles and fences, and they get one meal a day, and daddy comes out of the factory after 17 hours working, and they live in a tent with mommy and the three-year-old eating one meal a day with toxic waste dumped directly in the river. How will we compete with the regulations and the EEOC and the political correctness and all the ninnying against something like that? China is the economic engine to undercut everything, blow out world economies. It is not free market. It is a race to the bottom, a giant sucking sound, to quote Ross Perot, who was dead on right. Regardless of what you think happened in that election, Ross Perot was dead on right. He said, listen here. Within 1 year of Canada opening up their border to the United States, not Mexico, they went from the average $27 an hour for a factory worker to $15 an hour. That's because our average was $15 an hour. Mexico is under a dollar an hour. If you look at those metrics, we're going to see our wages drop to $10 or lower an hour. And with all the regulations here in the United States, there won't be any jobs. They'll leave. You're about to see a giant second sound. And Al Gore went, this is a good deal, Larry. Remember those clips? We played them many times. You're going to see your money go up. And so the very people that have sold globalism, the very people that have engineered this calamity, are now selling us on the next phase. And that's why Donald Trump is such a no-brainer to see the communist Chinese government come out against him. Vicente Fox come out against him. The British government come out and say we may ban him from traveling here and, you know, shut down his golf course in Scotland. The Democratic Party, Obama saying he's ineligible as if he's God. Hillary, the Republican leadership, the Koch brothers, $75 million last Thursday in that Republican meeting in New York, we now know, to target Donald Trump. He comes out against vaccines and says they're dangerous. He comes out and he exposes Saudi Arabia and 9/11 and the Bushes and the Clintons. He comes out and exposes NAFTA and GATT. He comes out and exposes the private Federal Reserve. I mean, what more do you want? It's incredible. And then people sit back and they go, oh, I'm going to do what the mainstream media says. I'm going to play it safe and say I don't like Trump when he's the people's champion. Is he perfect? Is he an angel? Could he betray us? Absolutely. But we know this isn't a put on by the establishment. They are pulling out the stops. And remember Roger Stone a few months ago? He said over and over again, they're going to claim mafia ties. They're going to claim he's racist, all the rest of it. And sure enough, I was watching Fox this morning, and then I tuned to CNN and MSNBC because I just went ahead and did elliptical for about 30 minutes and then worked out. And on every channel, they had this town hall columnist on Fox and the other two women on there. And they're sitting there, and they all go, well, it's well known he has mafia connections. It's well known in the press, and law enforcement knows, and books. No sources, no facts, no nothing. We looked it up. One guy in New York City over a decade ago at some construction site, some company they used, later got indicted for something totally separate. I mean, you deal with tens of thousands of people, folks are going to get indicted around you. That's part of business. My gosh, I've done auto parts and repair shops where they claim some employee dumped one thing of oil down the drain, so they indict the owner as if they knew. This is a hysterical attack on Donald Trump. Absolutely, totally, and completely hysterical at every front and on every level. The Financial Times of London, globally, it's like the New York Times. It's the mouthpiece of the elite. The New York Times is owned by the Mexican kingpin, as crooked as a dog's back leg, Carlos Slim, who, by the way, isn't even Mexican. Just gets weird. Another one of the carpetbaggers that, you know, runs Mexico. And he owns the New York Times as his own personal propaganda piece. Got the Financial Times of London, whose editor called for world government in article titled "And Now for World Government" 5 years ago. And he says in the article, we need world government. It is totalitarian. It is the Bilderberg Group. Get out of the way. And now we have an article at Infowars.com, Voice of the Elite. Trump must be stopped. The thought of him anywhere near high office is terrifying. So we have the Financial Times of London. We have the Economist magazine today. We have the Bilderberg Group people coming out. We have Davos saying you must stop Trump. The Economist, a publication that has come to be regarded as a megaphone for the elitist sentiment, it's also the Financial Times, has published a leading editorial piece that argues Donald Trump must be stopped, close quote, from winning the presidency, entitled Time to Fire Trump. Oh, but everything's fine. He's probably an insider. He's probably a bad guy. No, ladies and gentlemen, he's aware of the globalist takeover, and he thinks that he can rally the people of populism to stop it. He's been planning this for 2 years before this whole thing launched. He says some things I don't like on Apple and on torture, and I've let that be known. But he's got the globalist scared to death of him, and that's why I'm supporting Donald J. Trump. We're going to go over all the different facets of this and more. Huge news on the economy and so much more as well. By the way, speaking of the economy, it's imploding all over the world. That's why we're running the biggest discounts ever, and it is tonight. That's the Leap Year Special, 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, and free shipping on top of the discounts that are already there. This is a great way to get introduced to the products, or if you're already a fan of the products, to stock up and support the broadcast.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plaque could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
Business Insider has the email put out after the Senator Sessions endorsement in Alabama yesterday, where they point out that the events of history have aligned to give the people the fleeting chance to bust up the oligarchy, to take back control from the masters of the universe and return it to the good and decent patriotic citizens of the United States. You see, Trump understands that we've been hijacked by multinationals. They're not about free market. They're about shutting down markets and controlling markets. They're monopoly men. And to have Senator Sessions come out, again, is a crushing blow to Ted Cruz. And I don't like bashing Ted Cruz. I like Ted Cruz. But Republicans need to know he's not getting elected president this go-around. And the fact that the elite are getting behind Rubio and the Koch brothers are getting behind Rubio is somewhat of an endorsement for Cruz. But they're also even more against Trump, which is an endorsement for Trump. And he's just not going to get it. Trump is going to get the nomination. Now, they're trying to, again, do this trick. And this is a famous trick that's happened a lot, where they ask you a question and fade down your earpiece. On multiple TV shows over a decade ago, we pulled up the transcripts, going to do a special report on this. Trump said, "I don't like racists. I'm all inclusive. I love everybody." When he was asked about why he got out of the Reform Party. And he said it's because they have people like the KKK member. In fact, they can pull the quotes up on screen. Trump said he got out of the Reform Party because David Duke was in it. Then during this interview, they say David Duke and other groups. He says, "Excuse me, what groups? Who are you talking about?" And now Trump says they turned down his earpiece. Folks, as soon as I heard that, I went, wait a minute. That's a famous tactic they've done to other candidates like this before. And the reason I believe Trump is he's decrying repeatedly and got out of a political party because David Duke was involved. So why would he now not do that? This is the type of games they play. And then he comes out and clarifies and says no on Twitter and Facebook and in a statement that he doesn't agree with, you know, hating different groups of people and doesn't agree with David Duke, and the media doesn't care. It's why didn't he put down David Duke? Why didn't he put down David Duke? This is the type of mind game that they're playing because they're so incredibly desperate. I had David Duke on and I said, eugenics is targeting everyone, all of our children. Shouldn't we deal with the fact that there's fluoride in the water, Gardasil shots, there's a globalist agenda targeting everybody? And he didn't want to hear it. The only way we're going to defeat the New World Order is coming together against the globalist takeover. So he's in a remote office doing an interview. They fade down the audio. He says he couldn't hear. A classic setup. In fact, I want my writers, because I remember a bunch of cases of this in other campaigns the last 8 years. The same thing would happen when they would ask him racist questions and they would say, "They faded down my earpiece." And of course, that happens naturally sometimes too in studios, because you'll have a feed, the audio will cut. Many times I've been on national TV and the audio cuts out just randomly. Or the other day, somebody called in and said, "Why don't you stand up for this political prisoner, out with the Bundy situation in Oregon?" And then they cut in my ear to tell me, "We have our guest on the line," because they, you know, give me messages. And then I came back and said, Who are you talking about?" And then people are like, "Well, he just said the name to you. Why didn't you hear it?" That's what it's like to have audio feeds and video audio feeds and people talking in your ear. This is the type of games they play. The point is, Donald Trump has to be judged as who he is. And he has a history of hiring people across the board, of promoting minorities, women, you name it. And again, it's more of this complete racially based politics garbage to just dumb people down that he's with David Duke. And quite frankly, I don't even want to sit here and bash David Duke. I disagree with him on many fronts, but it's not fair when Mecha and La Raza and the New Black Panther Party and the Democratic Party and MSNBC are more racist in their rhetoric than David Duke, more divisional, they really are, than what David Duke's been the last 20, 30 years. And I have followed his work. I've read his book. I've read a wide spectrum of books. I've read Hitler's book. Doesn't mean I agree with him, Mein Kampf, my struggle. And the David Duke of today is different than the David Duke of 30 years ago. But, I mean, really, I'm tired of the obsession over it all day. And quite frankly, he does point out things that are true. He goes, "Hey, I'm saying less stuff than MSNBC, Al Sharpton, and the Democratic Party, who are a bunch of race-baiting, anti-white trash." And they are. And I absolutely don't like them. They are horrible people. They are worse than David Duke. But you know what, David Duke? What you say is hateful and divisional as well, in some cases. I mean, you have softened your stance a lot, but it doesn't matter. You are the kiss of political death for Donald Trump. And so have fun being all over the news endorsing him. And I hope it gets you some more attention, because I know you're a successful fellow. So whatever. And then now we'll get Hillary in if they're successful with this. And that'll be your big accomplishment, is making sure the country went down. And I'm not saying that's what you want, David Duke, but, you know, I'm just glad Donald Trump has come out and basically condemned you because a lot of what you've had to say is abominable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
I'm a boy and I'm a man. I'm 18 and I don't know what I want.
I've got reports here that Fox News and Key Demographics has lost upwards of 50% of its viewers during their six-month crusade against Donald Trump. And I was watching Fox News a lot more than I normally do. And, I mean, there's all these anti-gun pieces on there now. I don't know what they think they're doing over there, but I guess they're just carrying out the globalist program. The Trump effect, Fox News Channel's brand takes 50% hit among Republicans. That is their main viewer group. I mean, but it doesn't matter. They're just committed. They've done this for months. They are committed because it's just a property to keep conservatives on the reservation. Look at the rest of Fox programming. It's anti-family, anti-father figure, global warming, carbon tax, baloney. Rupert Murdoch supports Hillary Clinton. Now, that doesn't mean a lot of people at Fox News aren't patriots and don't care about the country. But you got Fox News, the Chinese government, the Mexican government, criminal elements in the U.S. government, the British government, the Bilderberg Group, the Financial Times of London, the New York Times, the Economist, the Davos Group, and every other elitist confab. The Council on Foreign Relations came out in a hissy fit because, no, 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 we run America. We're sucking it dry. We hold it hostage. You're not going to get in there, Donald Trump. No, you're not. We're going to get back into this in a moment. But before I go any further, I was thinking about it this morning when I was doing an errand on the way to work and I was in a grocery store and a fella ran up to me and he was in good shape. Looked like he'd been recently exercising. He was in workout clothes. And he goes, man, I have been on Nascent Iodine X2 for 2 weeks. And he said, I have so much more energy, but I do feel like I'm detoxing. He goes, man, this stuff is so serious. He goes, you know, I wake up kind of in the sweats and have a headache. And he goes, am I taking too much? I said, how much are you taking? He goes, a couple drops in water every day. And I said, well, maybe back off a little bit, because if you're already really toxic, even if you're an exercise person, it starts pulling out the toxins. It does stuff to the thyroid that gets filled with the bad halogens, the bromine, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride. I said, this is serious stuff. This isn't your normal bound garbage iodine that you don't really absorb. This is the real deal. The strongest, purest you can find, 99999. It's really beyond that, but the spectrometers, you know, they never certify something 100%. The stuff that we have, you have to go through the DEA to have a certification, because you can obviously, you have the raw stuff, it can be used as a precursor for, you know, making methamphetamine and stuff like that. It's one of the precursors. It doesn't have that effect on you. It's just needed in the manufacturing. They have to jump their hoops. Other manufacturers don't, because they just get seaweed-based stuff that's plant-derived and isn't pure. And it's bound with a bunch of other stuff that's in the ocean. This stuff is unbelievable. And I just thought, what a game-changer that people are so deficient in it. And then I was exercising more before 3 years ago and not losing the weight. I lost 25 pounds or so, but to lose the next 30 or so, it was X2, it was Supermel Vitality. Supermel sold out right now. We're running the biggest special in our history. It's a leap year special. We just thought to do it last week. 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, everything. 30% off on top of the discounts that are already there. That's why it's so huge. That's survival food. That's non-GMO seeds. That's water filtration systems. And get ready for this. Free shipping on top of it. When you're talking about water filters or storable food, that is just crazy, folks, to have a 30% discount and that. We have never had something this big. Before, it was 25% off and free shipping. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the high-quality nutraceuticals. If you want to find the entire Longevity brand as well, you can sign up and get AutoShip there and get discounts and free shipping with AutoShip. That's InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, but that's a separate spectrum of high-quality Longevity products. We're talking about InfoWarsLife.com, which is the InfoWars developed systems, the nootropic that blows them all away for a low price, BrainForce, the lung cleanse, the colloidal silver bullet, the oxy powder, all of it. Some of these we're losing money on. DNA Force is sold out. Supermel is sold out. And it's a good thing we're ending the special tonight, because unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we're selling out of a bunch of stuff in the next few hours. So if you want to get it, do it now. We've held back all the products because we started AutoShip a month ago. So if you are signed up for AutoShip, or if stuff sells out tonight, you'll still be able to go there and sign up for AutoShip and get it, because we're holding back a little bit extra to make sure we don't run short. You can get 10% off on top of everything when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And your purchase funds this entire operation and what we're doing. So whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt, we have a new limited edition that we made, or whether it's a Molon Labe, his or her shirts, or whether it's a shortwave crank radio, or whether it is a book on globalism or the Illuminati, like Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the film, it's all 30% off and free shipping right now. And I'm done talking about that. It's just our biggest sale ever, and people are really, really taking advantage of it. So I want to thank you all and salute you, and thank you for supporting the transmission. This is a can't-lose situation. You're getting high-quality products at really good prices, and you're funding an organization dedicated to freedom and doing the best job we can. Speaking of not being perfect, it's like Senator Sessions said to him in a speech, Donald Trump's not perfect, none of us are, but he's the real deal, and that's why I'm behind him. He puts on the red hat that says, make America great again. Here it is. Senator Sessions, clip that I was going to play earlier. And then as soon as we get that clip, we will play the Senator Sessions clip from that point.
He is committed to leading this country in an effective way. You know, nobody is perfect. We can't have everything, can we, Mr. Trump? But I can tell you one thing. I think at this time, in my opinion, my best judgment, at this time in American's history, we need to make America great again.
You know, I'm going to come out with a hat that's the same design but royal blue. That's just going to say, make America free again. All right, folks, let's get back into the Donald Trump situation. I don't want to get into the other world news, like White House wants an increase in Syrian refugees. That's already happened. They're just announcing it to you. There's a formula here. U.S. military successfully installs brain modems in animals. They're already doing it to humans. That's actually in MIT and other publications. We're going to get into the whole Trump situation and more. Wayne Madsen's report on Rubio and being arrested in that park at night with another man, and like some of the other Republicans are, and Democrats, has now made the National Enquirer, Newsweek has attacked yours truly and others. I ran with Madsen's reports in the last few months because I found Madsen to be really, really, you know, a real reporter who actually goes out and knows what he's talking about. He doesn't make stuff up, and he didn't say Marco Rubio was doing this. He got arrested with a man by a bathroom in a park at night, and the guy he got arrested with ended up being a guy that ran a house that shot gay porn and porn cams and other stuff. So, you know, it's like Barney Frank living in the house that's running an underage male brothel with 14 to 15-year-old kids. They were about to indict him, and he went on the house floor, and he said, and this is a famous clip, we can pull it up. He said, if you go after me, everybody goes down. And you ask yourself, why is it so many Catholic priests turn out to be pedophiles? Why is it so many members of Congress do? Are there really that many pedophiles in society? No. In fact, they've done big university studies. Less than 0.5% of people are attracted to prepubescent folks. Now, they call pedophilia, you know, being attracted to a 16-year-old girl if you're 18 and then they indict you. That's not pedophilia. And of course, those are the easy ones. Most of the prosecutions are some 19 or 18-year-old guy who was a high school senior when another girl was a freshman. He knows her, been dating her the whole time. He gets out of high school. He's still dating her when she's a sophomore or a junior, and then he goes to jail. So that's not pedophilia. And so the pedophiles try to push stuff saying, it's unfair. Europe and other areas want to go down to like age 10 or 11. No, that's pedophilia. But teaching all this garbage in schools is, as well, targeting and sexualizing children. So it's all super, super bad news. And it's a cult, whether it's Boys Town or whether it's Penn State or any of these places. Pedophiles know that that's a crime almost too big to fail when it's in government. And so if they can get in and get other people in, they recruit their own people as a cult in to take over government. Now, that's what institutions and groups that aren't cults do. you know, the Irish felt like they were mistreated and stuff, and they were in a lot of areas, so they started migrating to certain areas, electing their own people, and then basically creating police departments that were almost exclusively Irish. You know, you've seen the Mormons that are less than 1% of the population, and they've got people all over the House, all over the Senate, something like 20% of FBI agents, NSA, Mormons. And the grassroots Mormons seem to be really conservative, patriotic, great people. I wonder why so many others are so liberal, you know, when it comes to the Senate and the House, and you know, that's and Harry Reid and Orrin Hatch and all these other people. I'm not getting off on a jag about Mormons, because I found that grassroots Mormons are probably the most patriotic group out there aware of what's going on. But it is kind of a paradox. I want to ask Joel Skousen, who's a senior Mormon, sometime about how he deals with this paradox. But it just shows how groups try to get in to secure that they won't be persecuted, and then they end up taking over. Well, in the case of the pedophiles, that is a cult. And we're dealing with a pedophile cult worldwide. So I don't sit there and bash the Catholics. The pedophile cults took them over. And the pedophile cults will take your society, your school, your police department over if they can, too. They're one of the most evil, insidious groups. And now they've got sexualization of children sold in the name of openness, in the name of political correctness, in the name of not hurting people's feelings, to have them indoctrinate your five-year-olds about transgender, gay, straight, all these sexual acts. That is outrageous. I mean, if you or somebody else walked up to a kid in a grocery store and started talking to them about sex at age five, you'd be arrested for indecency with a child and trying to exploit a child and all the rest of it. You should be. But when the state does it in plain view boldly, look how far they've already gotten. Now, there is a big backlash. People like Melissa Harris Perry saying your kids belong to the state. And she's on like four or five shows on panels every day, had her own show on the weekend. It got preempted for the political season. That always happens. She said, oh, it's racist at, you know, at the parent company, so she's gone. This is the smoking your own dope, chip on your shoulder mindset. Now, speaking of that, let's get back to David Duke here in a moment. But first, I wanted to play a clip of Louis Farrakhan. You know, a month ago I did a big groundbreaking interview with him. I wanted to try to stop race war. I wanted him to clarify his earlier comments about white devils. And he said, look, I've grown a lot, and our people have been persecuted a lot, but I see the globalists want to bring down America now, and I see them bringing in radical Muslims to demonize all Muslims. We need to stop all Muslim immigration until they're at least vetting them. Trump is right. And he basically told me in private he likes Trump, and then pretty much said it in person, you know, on video. He went 90% of that way there, and people say, wow, who wants Farrakhan's endorsement? The point is Trump's reaching out to people at that level, and people like Farrakhan get it. He's actually addressing black people saying, I will try to give you jobs. I will try to make America great again. I know you want to work. I know you're good people. Obama doesn't even visit the black communities. And so Farrakhan has come out against Hillary saying, don't believe that devil. And you want to talk about it because he knows she's the one that ran Libya. You talk about killing millions of people in Africa, millions more dying a year because Libya was sustaining all of Africa with key money, actually building infrastructure and wells and roads and aquifer access. And all of Africa is just imploding right now. And Gaddafi was just an angel compared to our leaders. I mean, I hate to even talk like that, but it's just true. He stood up to the West for decades. He got blamed for a bunch of stuff he didn't do. He lived in a modest house, a little wall around it. He actually took the resources of the country and deployed it to everybody. He had women in college, and women were free. They put the radical jihadis in to, you know, engage in all that evil. And they went in and killed him, and now it's a failed state. They go, oh, Hillary screwed up in the New York Times. Well, she didn't screw up. Mission accomplished. A failed state. They want America to be a failed state. Here's Louis Farrakhan.
How many of you voting for Hillary? You don't have to raise your hands. I do not blame you for wanting a female president. But that's a wicked woman. Now, Now, listen, you can vote for her, but vote for her with knowledge. She can be sweet, but so can you. And you know when you're sweet but playing a game. All of a sudden, she know about Trayvon Martin. All of a sudden, the boy had been dead nearly 2 years. Now she's talking about him like she met the mother and, oh, these white people, this is Satan. And you fall for that crap. Most of you that went to jail for having a little blunt in your pocket, they arranged that. The Clintons.
That's right. They're the ones with the mandatory sentencing.
Mass incarceration came about under the Clintons.
And they call black people super predators. Yeah, you put them all in jail, they're going to come out predators.
Don't forget that. They call my young gangbangers super predators.
They need to be made to heal.
And Black Lives Matter put it to her. She didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, that was good, because Soros funds that when it blew back on her. All right, there's Farrakhan telling the truth. I mean, I'm just telling you that Farrakhan, and in my view, I don't mean this patronizing, he's come a long way, and we all grow. But anybody who votes for Hillary Clinton is evil. You're an idiot if you vote for her.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hello.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Okay, this next piece is bigger than Donald Trump. And I just illustrated Louis Farrakhan saying he likes Donald Trump over Hillary. And you see the full interview at Infowars.com. It's a two-hour interview with Louis Farrakhan a month and a half ago. But this is bigger than Donald Trump. It's a teaching experience, a teachable moment, as they say. Donald Trump in the New York Times and Donald Trump on television in 2000 got out of the Reform Party and refused their nomination. Here's the New York Times. Reform bid said to be no-go for Trump. On his own, he came out and said, David Duke and the Klan are now involved, and that is not something I want to be associated with. I don't support that. You can go read his quotes. It now includes Klansman, Mr. Duke, a neo-Nazi, and a communist. And that was kind of mean to say neo-Nazi, Mr. Buchanan. Buchanan is not a neo-Nazi. And a communist. And it goes on. So he's even bashing Buchanan, which I don't like. That's media's bull about that. Buchanan has done basically what people have done the research have done, like Oliver Stone in his history piece about, yeah, Hitler was bad, and so were we. Our own big banks and people financed him, told him to invade these countries, shut him up, and we couldn't even bomb the Ford and GM factories. It's called Opel factories for GM overseas. And, of course, Stone's made that new, a few years ago, hit series on the real history of the world, basically. I forget the title, but I watched it on HBO. But I'm going to go off and do a rabbit trail about Pat Buchanan. And he has criticized the Israel lobby, which I think is the right thing to do in some cases, so he's been demonized on that front. But the truth is, David Duke isn't even as radical as a lot of these black and Hispanic and other racist groups that the government says are just fine and the media promotes. It's just going to create more white racism on the other side as a response. I know a lot of people that were big liberals that have now flipped over and are racist, and I'm like, whoa, I've never seen anything like this. Don't buy into the infighting. So it must be high cotton for the white supremacist and groups, because a lot of white people are tired of being told they're evil and out to get folks, and they've been over backwards, so they're kind of flipping the other direction, which is all designed. But here's the issue. Here's Trump condemning David Duke and racism. Here's Trump saying he's all-inclusive, but he wants to have sovereignty. They call that racism. And then he's in the New York Times. They cut his audio, and they say David Duke, white supremacist, and other groups. He hears white supremacist and other groups. And he says, I don't really know who they are, other groups. He only heard part of it. And they go, oh, you, and that's a classic thing. You stumbled. He didn't stumble the other times. And then he came out, once he heard what they'd done, what CNN was saying, and said, of course I don't support that. Look at what I said 15 years ago. But they use that as a way to discredit. See, he discredited himself because 15 years ago he said he didn't like David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan, but now he didn't know. No, he said, wait, what? I can't hear everything you're saying. Other groups, I can't just decry groups. Who did you say exactly? And that's how they spin. This is their mind control, as the entire establishment is now against Donald Trump. Well, here's the bottom line for Fox News and others. They've lost half the Republican viewers in the last 6 months, Breitbart has been reporting. So that's not going too well for you, is it? But see, the system doesn't care, because media is only one division of the globalist system, a very small division of it. It's just there to keep people pacified. And if Fox News has to lose most of its viewers to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get in, they'll do that. In fact, the Republican leadership's already said they will drop him like a hot rock and put in Hillary. These people are one party, and that's why they're so scared, and people are crazy.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
If they don't see that,
visit
we'll be back. Stay with us.
GCNI.com today.